This is a dedication for Felicia Jones, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, J-O-N-E-S. Date of birth is 4/20/1967. Date of accident 12/12/2025. Date of service is January 7, 2026. Felicia Jones. Date of birth 4/20/1967. This is a new patient visit. The patient reported that her pain started from 12/15/2025. She had an automobile accident on 12/12/2025. Chief complaints are headaches, back pain, lower back pain, pain in the right knee, right leg, and also in the right shoulder, as well as the neck. History of the automobile accident is reported as follows by the patients. Patient report that on 12/12/2025, around 2:30 p.m., she was traveling as a front seat passenger. Her brother and his son were also traveling. They were traveling in a Buick car on I-75 North, close to Midland, M-I-D-L-A-N-D. They were driving on a right lane, and another driver, which was on a pickup truck, kept coming into their lane over to exit before them. And in the process, the other truck hit the front driver side, and he got the ticket. But the damage was to the front driver side fender, light, bumper. The car was not totaled though. The patient reported that she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. It was a highway speed when this accident happened. The other driver was trying to exit in a rush. Airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no hit. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance didn't arrive to the scene. In fact, the pickup truck sideswiped to the front of the drivers. Regarding the injury, patient report that she hit her head to the headrest and there was a neck whiplash, right knee hit into the glove compartment. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, right shoulder hit into the window and jerked. There was a pain in the neck immediately due to the whiplash, but there was no fracture, bleeding, laceration. Patient did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident, no pain. She saw primary care physician for one visit only. History of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from the following symptoms. She has occasional mild headaches, 2 to 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, to the front and back of the head. And Tylenol takes care of the headaches. They're off and on, not sensitive to light or noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. And no symptoms of TBI are accompanying. Patient specifically denies there is no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, vision problem, hearing problems, taste problem, smell problem, or any of the vision problems. Also, there is no sudden anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic. Patient denies any problem walking or incontinence of the bowel, urine. There is no history of numbness or tingling or shooting pain to the arm and legs. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is affected by pain in the neck, right shoulder, right knee, lower back, and pain is basically 8 in the lower back, and some radiation of pain is reported now by the patient to the right leg, front and back. The shoulder pain is 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she can do up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. No motor weakness is reported. And there is some radiation to the right forearm, but fingers are not affected, toes are not affected, foot is not affected, and some moderate pain in the neck is reported to the tune of 3 to 4. And they are several times a day, throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected to the tune of 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, bending, walking, and improved by lying down. The patient has had no x-rays, MRIs till the time of accident, denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, or muscle weakness, losing balance, or blood or bowel incontinence. So far, no treatment has been given except for the chiropractic for one or two visits. No physical therapy, no other doctors she has seen. System review. The patient has diabetes and she takes metformin. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history. Please review the chart for family history, relationship, status, employment, legal, and also personal history. ADLs and diagnosis. Age. Physical examination, 58-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No signs of jaundice, clubbing, colony care. Hydration is good and doesn't appear to be overly anxious or lethargic. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. And patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Patient has a back brace and a tense unit that she's wearing. Rest of the exam will come from the template. The vital signs are as follows. Blood pressure about 218 over 123, pulse 88, pulse ox is 100, height is 5 feet, weight is 174. And the neurological musculature examination are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection palpation template, paravertebral muscle spasm, is noticed in L1 to L5 bilaterally. Trapezius and quadratus lumborum have no muscle spasm. And the hypertonicity is 2+, no trigger points. Range of motion, cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, Toto Hart test is positive, distraction test is positive. Myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, Flum test and Roos test were found negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees, TLR is positive, CAM test negative, Burjansky-Kernick test negative, Babinski sign negative, SI joints. Bilateral SI joints are found negative, negative Faber test, negative Gunslin test, SI joints are non-tender. Extremities examination, except for the right shoulder and right knee, the rest of the extremities are found to be normally appearing. Please use the template. In the right shoulder, the patient has a moderate pain, which is 3 to 4, sometimes 5. He can lift up to 140 degrees of abduction and forward flexion with no pain, and beyond 140 degrees, she experienced pain. Hawken Kennedy test was found positive, speed test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test was positive. Drop arm test was negative. And other than that, shoulder appeared normal. Contour, no contusion, no fractures, no crepitus. And passive range of motions are normal. Examination of the right knee joint reveals severe pain, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. No scar, erythema, no effusion. Moderately tender, peripetalar, no swelling, no asymmetry. It's not warm or cold. It doesn't have a crepitant grinding noise or popping noise. Range of motions are 135 degrees on flexion. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension positive. Diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered to have a physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, massage 3 times per week to the area which are affected, which is cervical, lumbar spine, right shoulder, right knee. Patient is ordered disability for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Medications are provided to the patient, naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night. Naproxen is for anti-inflammatory effect, Elavil is for sleep, GAD disorders, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 200 mg for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours for 30 days, 50 tablets are provided, back braces are provided, tension unit is ordered, and right knee brace is ordered. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures are not being considered. Review of the MRIs, none of them have been done. Medical records, none are existing. Surgical options, none. Attended care, none. Neuropsych, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigations being ordered as of right now. DMEs, already discussed. We have ordered the DME for right knee, calcium unit, back brace. And education is just follow-up visit in 15 days' time. Thank you.